This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yeah. Do you realize this is the last Friday of the summer? Okay, it's not, but it feels that way. Doesn't it to you, Manny, that, okay, all the fun is over?
Yeah, it does kind of feel like that.
I mean, because you know what? Because all of us, you know, everybody in this country, basically, has been brought up in the, all right, it's back to school time, right? So what we sort of view it as is that their kids have started school last week. And once school is over, I mean, it's over, folks. Even though I really liked school, but there was something. And the summers, to a certain extent, were, I mean, you know, I went to camp and stuff like that. But I actually liked school. I probably liked the school year better than the summer in terms of stimulation and fun and hanging out with your friends and doing kind of cool stuff and being busy. And I wasn't a happy kid. I just kind of liked school. And so I would groan like everybody else. It's the peer pressure of, oh no, summer's over. Yay, summer's over. No, summer's. But were you glad to go back to school or not? Not what you pretended to your friends, but deep down in your soul of souls.
I wasn't always thrilled about going back to school after
really?
A nice, fun summer. Yeah.
Well, I would have nightmares. I would sort of have the nightmare that, you know, I went to the wrong school, or I couldn't get my locker open, or I, you know, in gym that I was still wearing my red bloomer pants for my nightgown or something. I mean, I had all the stress dreams. But, you know, I kind of like school. But there was, I mean, although I got to say that the going back to school was always a bit nerve-wracking. But in May, being able to think school's almost out, even though I, as I said, I really like school, but I think there's just something psychologically mob mentality about school's over. Yay, no more teachers' dirty looks. Remember? At any rate. So, children everywhere. I'm with you, sort of. And some of you have already started back at school. That would be tough to start back to school before Labor Day. I would feel like a martyr. But, you know, I feel like a martyr part of the time because I work on holidays anyway. All righty. It is National College Colors Day. That's kind of a weird day, don't you think?
So maybe it is kind of odd, yeah.
Freshman orientation or something.
Although college football kicked off their season last night.
Yeah.
A lot of games.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
So I guess that means that today is National Black and Blue Day. This is a terrible story. I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. I always do that. You know, my mouth goes just a millisecond faster than my censoring device. It says, don't do that. But and once I've said it, you know, you have to come through with it because otherwise it's just you're being irritating. But as you folks know, I'm on commissions, or was, on the, not on this with this mayor, but on Mayor's Commission Against Domestic Violence. And they had their first annual, like, street fair kind of thing. Guess what their colors were? They were black and blue.
Hmm.
And I don't think they meant that intentionally, but I sort of talked, they only did it the first year, because I made a big fuss about it. I said, you know, and I don't think that they really thought it through. I don't know why. I mean, maybe the background was blue and the letterings were black or something, but you know me. And I said, oh my gosh, you can't do this. So they changed it. But all right, anyway, so and Rice colors were basically, they were silver and blue.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is basically, you know, I don't know. What were your college colors? Did you have college colors?
The college that I went to, not really. But I know the University of Minnesota is maroon and gold.
Which are pretty common colors.
Yeah.
It turns out that Rice's fight song is like 15 other colleges' fight songs as well.
Really?
I guess it's hard. All for Rice's honor, we will fight on. They changed the words, but apparently there are a number of schools that have exactly the same fight song. The only reason I know is that at some point I went to a football game for somebody else, and they thought, oh my gosh, they're playing Rice's honor, and they weren't. It's National Wildlife Day, which presumably goes right along with National College Colors Day, especially if you're in a fraternity. fraternities are really under the gun these days, as they should be. Some really nasty behavior. National Macadamia Nut Day. I'm not going to say anything about fraternities in that. And most importantly, National Hug Your Boss Day. Do you consider me your boss? You really don't, do you? Nobody considers me their boss. I'm just not very boss-like, I'm afraid. You don't, though, do you? You consider me your colleague.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because we kind of work together.
Well, we not kind of work together. We do work together.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I thought, oh, good, the guys will hug me. And I thought, first of all, they'd have to do it electronically, which is better than nothing.
Right.
But I thought, they don't view me as their boss, and I don't actually view me as their boss either. I'm not very boss-like. I'm sort of more colleague-like. Which I think is true of a lot of women. We weren't really raised to be bosses. And you know, part of it probably is just because of my brothers and sisters saying, you're not the boss of me. When I was 5 years old. You're not the boss of me. I guess I'm not the boss of anybody. So there we go. Although, Manny, I must tell you, I have told like 15 people about that. I got the best compliment I think I've ever gotten in my career from you on a couple of days ago. So that was, did we talk about that on the air? I don't know if we did or not.
I'm trying to remember what I said. What was it that I said?
You said, drop the mic, Dr.
Oh, yeah.
So I had never heard that expression.
It wasn't on the air, no. Where we
talked
about
it
off
the
air.
Yeah, all right. Can I tell people about it?
Sure.
Because I just did, didn't I? All right. The particular instance doesn't make any difference. And for those of you who listen to the program on Wednesday, you probably figured it out anyway. But Manny said, we just taken an email, and Manny said, drop the mic, Dr. Brown. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I've just done something terrible. Drop the mic? Does that mean he's turning my mic off? Does that mean he's not going to work with me? I said, Manny, what does that mean? And he explained what drop the mic means, because you can do it better than I can.
Well, it's just, it's a... In some ways, it's a positive expression. I mean, it's basically if...
I don't think in some ways. I think it is a positive.
Yeah,
I took it as a positive expression.
It's hard to kind of put the description into words, but it's basically, you know, when you're saying something prominent and it has kind of a strong impact and you kind of end it with a very good, strong ending. It usually happens in, you know, we'll see a comedian say something really funny and then, you know, they just say, drop the mic. He drops the mic and just walks off stage because he's done.
That's exactly the image that I had, because I'd never heard the expression before.
Right. Yeah.
But once Manny explained, I'll tell you what my visuals were, which is Seinfeld doing stand-up, and when he finally sort of nails it, and as comedians say, they don't nail it, they kill it, right? When they kill. He'll just, it's all you can say. You don't even say thank you for, you've been a great audience. You just put down the mic and leave. And I think that was maybe the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me in my entire career. So I just, I was sort of beaming about that. You can hear I'm still beaming about it. I thought it was just a wonderful thing to say. And I must sort of add that producers who deal with talent are kind of, I mean this only in the most, there's an expression that says no man is a hero to his butler, to his valet. And that doesn't mean that my guys are butlers or anything else. It just means that they know me very well, that they work with me every day. They talk with me both on mic and off mic. And so, you know, it's very hard to sort of put on airs, even if I was tempted to, with my crew, because they really know me. They see me at my best and my worst and hopefully mostly everything in between and pretty stable and whatever. So having a compliment from your producer is kind of tops everything. So thanks, Manny. And you know, I knew it was sincere because I had no idea what it meant. He had to explain it to me. All right, 85. So, folks, I will try to drop the mic at least twice. All I could think of was dead air. You know, he's telling me that I somehow did something wrong. So it was great. Gail, welcome. I'm going to have time enough to welcome you, and you can tell me what we're going to talk about, and then you're going to hear the incredibly soothing music, which means that we'll take a quick break and come right back to you. So what's on your mind today, Cookie?
I'm calling about my sister. She's a hoarder.
Okay.
She lives out in California. I live further east. And I'm looking for advice on how to help her.
You got it. When we come back, further east means, is there water between you and your sister by any chance? Oh, further east. No, sorry, my sense of direction. Forget what I said.
Right.
I'll be back to you. I'm going to go get my atlas out. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking with someone who has a much better sense of geography than I do, which, of course, could include almost anybody.
Gail is Gail.
Yeah, right, no, I got it. Gail is... got a sister who lives What'd you say, in California?
Yes.
Okay. Are you the older sister or the younger sister?
The younger.
Okay. How many are there in the family?
We had a younger brother. He passed away.
Okay. How long ago?
It's been about, let's see, probably 97, pardon me. 97.
Okay, so it's almost 20 years.
Yeah.
What did he die of? Does it have anything to do with your sister's hoarding, or was that?
Oh, I suspect all of the deaths in the family have a great deal to do with it.
Okay. Right. What did your brother die of?
He had cancer.
How old was he?
In his early 40s.
Okay. How old is your sister
now?
Two
young children.
Okay. How old is your sister currently?
73.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 68.
Okay. She's single or married?
I'm in a serious relationship.
No, is she? Okay, that's great. Is she single or married?
Passed away about 11 years ago.
Okay.
Some of this was there before.
Okay.
But once her husband passed away, I think it's gotten out of control. I was out there this summer, and she picked us up at the airport, and I was in a state of shock when I walked into her house.
Tell me what you saw when you walked into her house.
Dust, a mess, people with grinders taking grout out between tiles on the main floor because she had decided she didn't like the color of grout anymore.
Well, I mean, she's at least doing some work on the house. I mean,
she's doing work in virtually every corner of the house, but the problem is if they're going to remove the grout, they have to move all the stuff to get to the grout because you can't even see it.
Well, so but that may be the salvation. That may be the way to deal with this whole thing, believe it or not.
If she is on the move, I think that's a great thing. Unfortunately, she has probably 50 more fires in the iron than she needs to have.
Well, wait a minute. When you say irons in the fire, what are we specifically referring to?
It's the whole list. When she was here visiting our family, my daughter took her to help pick out paint colors.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
That was the year after her husband died, so 10 years ago.
Okay.
She's getting ready to do the painting. The painting has never been purchased.
Well, but look, I mean, look, clearly, you understand on some level that your sister may have always been, as you say, somewhat of a pack rat, you know, of hanging on to stuff. But are your parents still alive or not?
Oh, no. Our parents have been. Our father died in 79. Our mother died in 95.
Okay. So that's losing. And obviously you went through the same losses as well of a brother and a mother. But it sounds like you've got your significant other that is still in your life, which is, I mean, this isn't competitive misery, but and you may be, for whatever reason, you're obviously a different kind of person and perhaps a bit more stable. But it sounds to me that there may be a little bit of a light at the end of a tunnel in that she bought the paint 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
No, it hasn't been purchased.
Just picked it out. But she's at least, there's some movement going on here.
Yes,
is she planning to stay in the house while all the renovations are done?
Oh, she's living in the midst of the mess. There is one chair on the main floor that's cleared that she sits in, surrounded with paper that she works on from morning until night, and then she goes out and does other things.
But what other things does she do?
She's involved with, she likes to dance, so she does that.
Good.
And she likes to be around young people. They make her feel young.
Okay.
But I spoke with another family member yesterday who said in a conversation, she was saying she wants to lose weight because she doesn't like people laughing at her. And I just find that it really saddened me.
Yeah.
Because she is probably one of the most beautiful women I have ever seen in my life. I should be lucky. We should all be so lucky.
Okay. How often do you see her?
Well, this is the first time in several years. We used to more frequently go out to California. We used to stay for a month at a time and split our time. between my partner's family and my family and getting all of us together. And it used to be a lot of fun, but I realized that going to visit people for a month really puts their own lives on hold, and that's unreasonable. So we cut it down to 2 weeks because it was we were there for an important occasion and had a lovely time.
Okay.
And I did.
When we look at her house, independent of the work that's being done, which is obviously going to create a mess, before the work was done, tell me what her house looked like. It presumably wasn't as much a mess, but was it a mess before the work was done, like a year ago when you were there?
It's been a mess for, when her husband died. I was out there. I went for 3 weeks, and it was a mess.
Okay, tell me about the mess then. What constituted the mess?
There's two refrigerators in the house, and most of the food was rotten. And I kept on throwing stuff out, and that was always a battle. Just cookbooks, 12 feet high. Boxes, maybe 6-7 boxes of recipes cut out of newspapers and magazines. Never used.
Okay.
Just boxed away.
All right. So if you said to your sister, I mean, presumably you said to your sister, this is a mess. What does she say?
I didn't use that approach. When I got there, I immediately started doing some cleaning in the kitchen.
That's not going to work. Because she's going to view you as invading her space, which you are. Making value judgments. I know you're doing it for the best of all reasons, but it's not going to work.
I asked her first.
And what did you say to her?
I said, I'm going to clean up a little bit in the kitchen if that's okay with you. And she said, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. If you said to her, it sounds like to me you've really turned a corner here. That I know that. You've had a lot of sadness and a lot of loneliness, but it sounds to me I'm really impressed that you're making these changes to the house. And it occurs to me that two things. First of all, it's going to be a lot easier for the workmen to work there if we get some of the junk out of there, some of the things out of there. You don't have to say junk, so they can work a little more easily. But also that you're spending all this time and effort and money to have a beautiful new place to live. What if I came, because it sounds to me that you've really turned a corner here, and I suspect when you look at the issue of cleaning up, you just get overwhelmed. So what if I came to help you? Think about that for just a minute. I'll put you on hold. We'll come right back and see whether or not you think has any possibility of succeeding. All right, 855-993-7569. Be back with Gail momentarily. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking to Gail, who's a sister who's concerned about her sister. You know, I did want to get some response from you on whether or not you thought that that approach would work. But let me ask you a question. When we first talked just before the first station break, you said, I need to know how to help my sister. So here's the really crucial question before we go into strategy, which is, does your sister want help?
If she says she does.
Okay.
Actually happens, and the advice you gave prior to the break is exactly what I've done. I'm well aware of what hoarding is and what happens to people, and I know when people lose the people they love the most in life, they feel very lonely and isolated.
Right.
So she spends time with people, but it's all surface stuff. And the people that have been a part of her life, she's pretty much eliminated.
Like, who else would you view as being eliminated? It sounds like she hasn't really eliminated you.
She was very close to, that she doesn't talk to anymore.
Give me a couple of who those people are and what their relationship. Are they still married? Could that be?
No. This was a woman that was divorced with a son, and they had been close for many, many years.
And do you have any idea why the relationship blew up or sort of stopped?
Well, I spoke with another relative yesterday, and I think hearing the talk about, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to eat healthy, I'm going to exercise, I'm doing, mm-hmm. and then things just get worse, has probably worn thin. And that's a person that is in the health community.
Okay. And is very good
at what she does.
So what she's saying is, all right, so here's the deal. Here's where I would start with you, Cookie, believe it or not.
Uh-oh, my daughter warned me. If you called me Cookie, I was in trouble.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Not yet, but, you know, there's always, you know, the day is young. All right, so here's the deal. you guys are so funny. All right, here's where I'd start with your sister. Because we really need to get back to that basic issue, is do you want help or don't you? And because it sounds to me that she's ambivalent about it.
She let me do some things, and the things I did were pretty innocuous. I put some things in a tub for her to look at, like chipped cups made with lead content. You can't drink out of those. Stuff that was
but I can use them to hold my pencils.
Let me finish. Yeah. And I gave her the basket and I said, the choice is yours. And one of the cups, because it had a design on it she liked, went back in the dishwasher, and I saw it the next day. And I pulled it out and I said, do you really want to keep this? Because if you drink from this, you run the risk of lead poisoning. She said, no, throw it out. And anything I did, I asked her. And then I suggested to her, because she kept on talking, she had all these clothes, and she wanted to send some clothes to a group that helps women going back to work. And I said, if you would like, I will start going through that stuff. And with your approval, we were going down to where the charity was. I said, we could load up the car today, and that would be some of the stuff out. And the end result was, we collected 138 items of clothing that we loaded in the car. She helped with it, and she had final approval of what went. I laid everything out.
Yeah, well, no. So this is, but I mean, I think this is a really good example for both of us, because the point is that that she does want some help. She doesn't like the idea of help. She just wants, well, when you really get down to it, when you really start. Because who wouldn't like their house to be a little cleaner? Who wouldn't like to feel like they're doing a good job? Who would not want to feel like they're removing the risk of getting lead poisoning? So it sounds to me that you are, that first of all, several things. First of all, you're pivotal, that you're really important to her because she knows that you love her. And I don't know if you've told her lately that you think she's the most gorgeous person on the planet, but if you haven't recently, I would reiterate it to her because
she's a lost soul right now.
And she's surrounding herself with stuff because, first of all, it's the issue of letting go, which you and I have already talked about, but it's also a way of buffering herself. It's a way of not dealing with stuff. It's a way of not dealing with people. And as you point out, it's a way of not dealing with people who care the most about her. So she doesn't have to deal with big feelings anymore, because big feelings from her point of view are treacherous. She loved her brother, she loved her mother, she loved her husband, and they're all gone. So loving anybody is treacherous. They're going to die anyway. And that's probably not conscious, because I'm sure that she's as bright as you are, and you're obviously very bright and very intuitive, or maybe not quite as. But so she's not a dummy. But on some psychic level, she's made a bargain with the universe that says, if I don't love anybody, then nobody will die. And if they do die, then I won't care as much. It's a bad bargain, because it's a false bargain.
That's right.
You know, so here's the deal. You're pivotal to her. It sounds like she is really at an important time in her life, a transition in her life. So what I would do is say, all right, here's the deal. You can say yes or no, but what I'd like to do is come and spend however long you can tolerate me, and get your house in the same way that we took all the 138 garments to some women who are now being able to get jobs because of your generosity, that we've gotten rid of the cups that were going to give you brain damage. So let's figure out, we can start with a room, we can start with a closet, we can start with a drawer, and let's see how, you know, and how it goes. And what we can do is I can stay at someplace else, so, because I don't think you really want to stay in that house anyway, but we can start and we can do it for as many hours or as many days or as many weeks as you can tolerate. And we could take breaks in between, we can go someplace fun, we can, so, but here's the deal. I'd love to help you with this. It seems like a perfect time for you. I'm so proud of you. You're doing the paint, you're doing the grouting. Let me help you to do this, because I know that the grouting you get someone else to do, the going through and choosing is something you need to do. And I know sometimes just starting is so hard. How about if we did it as a project and we'll take little day trips and see what she says, because she'll either say,
"Oh, Dr. Joy, I'm three steps ahead of you. I'm starting to worry because I think like you. I've done
I don't think
all
that's
that.
Necessarily bad.
I don't think so either. I did all that.
So what did she
and
say?
No,
give me the long version. Just what did she say?
Oh, she thought that was a good idea.
So why don't we do it?
Well, we then took the clothes to the charity.
No, but I'm talking about now.
Forward,
I'm not talking about then. But right now, this moment.
That day forward, her response was, I'd say, you let me know, and if you'd like me to come and help you, you know I'll be here in a heartbeat. But
no, you can't do it that way. You can't do it that way. You can't. Because that requires something of her, which is perfectly reasonable on your part, but she's not capable of doing.
Well, and she's
you're going to have to do the same forceful kind of thing of, look, I'd really like to come. Let's pick a date right now. You can't leave it to her.
I'll
she won't do
that.
It.
But
I mean, look, my dear, you have all this reinforcement of positive behavior. You have that when you're there, she'll do it. You have that there's been some kind of shift in her perceptions. You see that she wants to move forward, but expecting her to be able to start and make forward progress after essentially between 10 and 20 years of lethargy is unrealistic. She will do it. She's proved that to you. You are crucial to this. She's at a crucial time. Don't let the momentum flag. But it's going to have to be your momentum for a while longer. It doesn't necessarily have to be forever, but it may be a lot longer than you'd like. Because I'm sure there's a part of you that says, you know, I'm the little sister. Why do I have to do this? I'm, you know, and she's so.
No, I don't feel that way at all.
But saying to her, call me when you want me, will not work. You have to say, all right, let's start. How does September 15th work for you?
I suggested the 1st of October.
I wouldn't wait that long. But, I mean, if the 1st of October is the quickest you can do it, then do it. But, I mean, the point being, you can't wait for her to ask you because she can't.
No,
because she's ambivalent.
I recognize that, and it is very hard for her to get rid of anything. She has a young gal.
No, I got that. But the point is, she has.
She won't
throw
anything out.
And Gail, the other thing I would do is I would get some people in to help, of some of her friends that are her dance partners. Maybe have a rummage sale where she gives the proceeds to her favorite political action committee or whatever, so that you get. So it's not just you, because that's a lot to put on your shoulders. You're going to have to be the catalyst, but you don't have to be the entire driving force. So see if maybe you can get her dance group to do it. You know, maybe we'll do a rummage sale or a block party, or we'll let everybody, you know, some of the young people who are just starting out come and get toasters. So you expand this. So it's not just the two of you, which will take some of the responsibility off your shoulders. It'll make her the center of attention in a positive way. It'll give her some positive feedback. And when you go back home, then she's still got some people that can come and carry this on. So maybe October 1st is a realistic date to try and say, look, I had some ideas. You know, I know that some of those young people don't have much money. What if we did this? So make it a big deal with her in charge. And she's at a crucial time. You're on the right path. Just don't give up. And I know she may not be really appreciative, but you can be a ninja warrior about this. Call me if you need me.
Her
name, right?
I think. But God, the good news is, when I came home, we have a start.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3756-9. Listen, when folks are making changes, expecting them to responsive and reasonable, change is difficult for people. So just understand that you can kind of be a little bit more generous, I suppose, for lack of a better term, than anything else. 855-993-7569. Scott, welcome. I'm going to help you.
Thank you, Dr. Joy, for taking my call.
Sure.
It's pretty much covered my topic. I have
I suffer anxiety about, and my mother's very close to me, and we hang out and do activities all the time. And I just, in my own mind, I worry about her passing, which is not, she's not suffering any disease or anything like that, but it's inevitable. But it's in my thoughts. I just little help in that. But after hearing you for the last half hour, pretty much covered it all.
I did?
Yeah, I think so. It's a perfect, I just listened. It was wonderful. And I don't want to waste any more airtime, but listening to other things. But you answer a lot of questions just by listening, and I was grateful for that. But I don't want to feel like every morning. It's not like
listen, I appreciate that, but let's make sure that we've got you sort of covered as well.
Okay.
So tell me, how old are you?
I'm 52.
Okay, how's mom?
67.
Okay. How old was her mother when she died, do you know?
69. She died alone. That's my grandmother, and I was supposed to go visit her, and she died alone in Montpelier, Vermont. I was supposed to be up there that weekend, but my child was being born.
Yeah. That's a pretty kind of interesting thing, isn't it? Somebody.
I'm not a mama's boy, but I hang out with mom, and she lost her husband, my father, about 8 years ago. And she's active and everything. She's not an old fog or anything like that, but she's just like every day of my life. And I don't imagine what would happen one day when she. Maybe it's a selfish thought. I'd rather go before she does.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people feel that way, which is, it's certainly not. It's not that unusual. It's because you know the hard thing is not dying. It's being left alone, and so that it sort of, you know, I get it. So I guess why
she's not lonely, and I'm not lonely. It's just that I'd be lonely without her. And so
All right, so let's look at that. Let's look at that.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like your mother's healthy. That how old was her mother when she died? What age did her mother die?
69, 71, something like that.
So relatively, what did she die of?
We're not sure. She just went to the dorm, and her neighbor found her, my grandmother, dead. So
was she overweight or anything of that sort?
No. She was very active. She was a downhill skier, golfer, tennis player.
Huh.
But she had a breathing problem. She had an oxygen tank.
Well, okay, oxygen tank.
She was a non-smoker. Yeah, she had respiratory problems.
Yeah, that there's certainly some issue there. So, all right, fair enough. All right, so here's the deal. That if the issue is that your mom is healthy, that none of us know what the expiration date on our Ford is. All right, we just don't know. So, and the issue is not. You know, mom's okay, I'm okay, but I would really be lonely without her. Then it seems to me part of what we do is we figure out a way for you to be less lonely, right?
Well, I'm not lonely. My friends and I'm not married, but my friends are around.
Well, but the idea being that
it'll affect me deeply.
Okay, well, of course you would. But the point being, here's the deal.
Yeah.
That if we know that one end, it's kind of like a rubber band, right? If you pull on one end, if one end of a rubber band is fixed, and you keep yanking on, nothing is going to happen. But if you can kind of anchor it, so we know that your mom at some point is most likely statistically gonna predecease you. Okay, which doesn't mean anything except that you take every day with your mom as a gift, that you do all the things you want to do with her, that you enjoy her company. But. You also, you kind of hedge your bets a little bit in that you're saying, if mom is the only person in my life, and we can statistically assume that mom will predecease me, what am I going to do when she dies except be without friends? Okay, well, we can either wait till she dies and then sort of deal with that problem, understanding that when she dies, it's going to be burdensome emotionally, or we can decide, all right, look, I love mom, and I want to spend a lot of time with her, but if I could take 10% of the time I spent with mom and invest it someplace else, invest it in a relationship with a best friend or with a group or with somebody the opposite sex or a romantic partner, whatever, then you're kind of hedging your bets in a very positive way. You're not abandoning mom. And maybe mom hopefully has some friends as well, because all of your emotional eggs in one basket is always a bit tricky. So what if the issue, instead of viewing, gee, I feel anxious because I know mom's going to die, what if we sort of said, look, what I'm going to do with the anxiety about the idea that mother may die at some point is plan some wonderful things, some wonderful life experiences, so both of us have those to share. And I have those going forward, assuming that she predeceases me. But also to have someone to share the other experiences with while she's here, maybe share my mom with, maybe have someone to hold my hand at the point that mom shuffles off this mortal coil, so that I can sort of hedge my bet a little bit, not on loving mom less, but just on having other options to make me feel like I'm connected to the world.
Yeah, so as this moment, I can honestly say that I'm satisfied with the experience of my mom.
No, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
No, because what you're doing is you're saying, okay, everything is okay now until the anxiety attack hits. And then what I'm going to realize is this is not a very smart plan. So part of the deal is that as sentient adults, what we do is plan to make sure that we're relatively happy now, but also that we can foresee. It's kind of like that if you go into if you have dinner and the meal is really good, so you eat yourself into a stupor. Most people try not to do that because what they know is, even though it feels good at the moment, I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to pay for it big time. And at some point during the so not only do I pay for it big time, but because I'm a sentient adult and because this ain't my first barbecue, at some point during that meal, it's going to hit me of, this is really dumb because I'm eating myself into a stupor, and yeah, it tastes pretty good, but I know I'm going to pay for it. So at that moment that I have that realization, some of the pleasure of eating goes away. So I'm saying, instead of doing that, instead of eating yourself into a stupor and being dreadfully sick and anticipating being dreadfully sick, what if we didn't eat quite so much? So what if we took 10% of that meal, bad metaphor, and took it as, you know, as a meal to take home or to give to someone else or to have a smaller portion. So if we take 10% of the time that you're spending with your mom or maybe spending by yourself and invest it in other relationships. All right, I'll put you on hold and we'll come back and talk about this. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.